Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memra Ram Golder and Tirmas Sechus Vachim Daf Nun Hey, the fifth parak Esum Makomon. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah states that Toda and Al Nazar are Kodshim Kalim and are not subject to Me'ilah before their Avoda. They may be shechted anywhere in the Azar, not only Tzafon, and their blood is applied as Shtaim Shen Arba and may be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, even by non-Kohanim. A Brisa's source is the permit to eat Kodshim Kalim anywhere in the city. Aaron was told to eat the chaza and shok of Ishlamim b'makom tahor, in a tahor place. Rabbi Nechemiah asked, "B'kivu shonim b'tuma ka'um, where the first karban is brought that day, eaten in a tame place? Certainly, all kachim must be eaten in a tahor place. Rather, tahor makhal shu tame. The term tahor implies it is somewhat tame, meaning only partially tahor. This permits a place which is tahor from Metzora, who cannot be there, but tame from Azov, who can, which refers to Machan Yisrael, the camp of Yisrael in the Midbar, which parallels the city of Yerushalayim." Abai explains that another pasuk implies that only a mincha must be eaten b'makom kadosh, a holy place which already permits eating lachmei toda in Machane Levia. Therefore, b'makom tahor permits the entire city. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that shlamim or kachim kolim may be shechted anywhere in the Azor and are similar to the karbanas taught before, except that shlamim may be eaten for 2 days and a night, and their chaz v'shuk are eaten by kohanim and their families. A braisa darshans three psukim discussing shechita of shlamim, one of which says to shecht it Pesach Ohel Moed, at the entrance of the tent of meeting, and two say lifnei, in front of the Ohel Moed. These three psukim are la'akshu as kol ruchos b'kachim kalim, to validate all sides of the azara for shechting kachim kalim, and a kal v'chomer allows shechting them in Tzafon, since even kachim, which cannot be shechted elsewhere, may be shechted in Tzafon. Rabbi Eliezer says one of these three psukim teaches to permit shechting kachim kalim in Tzafon because a kal v'chomer would have excluded them from Tzafon. If kachim kalim, which can be shechted on all sides, yet their area, meaning outside of Tzafon, is not fit for kachim, then kachim, which are more stringent and cannot be shechted on all sides, certainly their area, Tzafon, is not fit for kachim kalim. Therefore, the pasuk teaches otherwise. And point number three, Shmuel said, Shlamim sheshachtan, kodesh shiyipaschu dalsos ha-heichel psuim. Shlamim which one shechted before the doors of the heichel were opened are invalid because the pasuk says, v'shachtu pesach ohomoed, and he shall slaughter it at the entrance of the tent of meeting, implying, b'zman shu pasuch, it must be shechted at a time that the entrance is open, v'lo b'zman shu na'ul, and not at a time when it's locked. Rav Ashi added that in the Mishkan, if it's shechted before the Levim erected the Mishkan, or after they took it apart, it is possible. The Gemara says it is clear that if the entrance is mugaf, closed, it's tantamount to being locked. But regarding vilon, if a curtain is spread across the entrance, Rabbi Zera said, "Hu atzmo ein nase el kepesach pasuch." It itself is only made as an open entrance because it's there for privacy, not to close the entrance. The Gemara asks if Gova, something high blocking the entrance, is considered closed to invalidate shlamim shechted then, and this question is not resolved. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah states that Toda and Al Nazar are kachim kalim and are not subject to Me'ilah before their Avoda. They may be shechted anywhere in the Azar, not only Tzafon, and their blood is applied as Shtaim Shen Arba and may be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, even by non-Kohanim. A Braisa's source is the permit to eat kachim kalim anywhere in the city. Aaron was told to eat the chaza and shok of Ishlamim b'makom tahor, in a tahor place. Rabbi Nechemiah asked, "B'kivu shonim b'tuma ka'um, where the first karban is brought that day, eaten in a tame place? Certainly, all kachim must be eaten in a tahor place. Rather, tahor makhal shu tame. The term tahor implies it is somewhat tame, meaning only partially tahor. This permits a place which is tahor from Metzora, who cannot be there, but tame from Azov, who can, which refers to Machan Yisrael, the camp of Yisrael in the Midbar, which parallels the city of Yerushalayim. Abai explains that another pasuk implies that only a mincha must be eaten b'makom kadosh, a holy place which already permits eating lachmei toda in Machane Levia. Therefore, b'makom tahor permits the entire city. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that shlamim or kachim kolim may be shechted anywhere in the Azor and are similar to the karbanas taught before, except that shlamim may be eaten for 2 days and a night, and their chaz v'shuk are eaten by kohanim and their families. A braisa darshans three psukim discussing shechita of shlamim, one of which says to shecht it Pesach Ohel Moed, at the entrance of the tent of meeting, and two say lifnei, in front of the Ohel Moed. These three psukim are la'akshu as kol ruchos b'kachim kalim, to validate all sides of the azara for shechting kachim kalim, and a kal v'chomer allows shechting them in Tzafon, since even kachim, which cannot be shechted elsewhere, may be shechted in Tzafon. Rabbi Eliezer says one of these three psukim teaches to permit shechting kachim kalim and safon because a kal vachomer would have excluded them from safon. If kachim kalim, which can be shechted on all sides, yet their area, meaning outside of safon, is not fit for kachim kachim, then kachim kachim, which are more stringent and cannot be shechted on all sides, certainly their area, safon, is not fit for kachim kalim. Therefore, the pasuk teaches otherwise. And point number three, Shmuel said, Shlamim sheshachtan, kodesh yipaschu dalsos ha-heichel psuim. Shlamim which one shechted before the doors of the heichel were opened are invalid, because the pasuk says, v'shachtu pesach ohamoed, and he shall slaughter it at the entrance of the tent of meeting, implying, b'zman shu pasuch, it must be shechted at a time that the entrance is open, v'lo b'zman shu na'ul, and not at a time when it's locked. Rav Ashi added that in the Mishkan, if it's shechted before the Levim erected the Mishkan, or after they took it apart, it is possible. The Gemara says it is clear that if the entrance is mugaf, closed, it's tantamount to being locked. But regarding vilon, if a curtain is spread across the entrance, Rabbi Zera said, "Hu asmo ein nase el kapesach pasuch." It itself is only made as an open entrance because it's there for privacy, not to close the entrance. The Gemara asks if Gova, something high blocking the entrance, is considered closed to invalidate shlamim shechted then, and this question is not resolved. All right, so now we go to our siman daf nun hey. And way back in Maseches Brachos, we had a simanim contest for people to suggest simanim that we would use moving forward through Shas. And the winners for Nun Hey were Naftali Golombek from Brooklyn as well as Mordechai Kornbluth from Boston. They both suggested that Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So that's our siman, speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The former Nazir and the man who just returned from overseas, eating the Al-Nazir and Toton Yerushalayim near the store selling speed limit signs of 55, sitting next to a man eating a shlamim who had the right to shecht anywhere in the Azara, were met by a man who bought a sign because he should have slowed down when shechting a shlamim and noticed that the doors of the heichel were still closed, making his carbon puzzle. Once again, slow motion. The former Nazir, the man who just returned from overseas, eating their Isle Nazir and Toda in Yerushalayim, near the store selling speed limit signs of 55. Speed limit signs of 55? That must be more on Daf Nun Hey. The former Nazir and the man who just returned from overseas, eating their Al-Nazir and Toda in Yerushalayim, near the store selling speed limit signs of 55, which reminds us the Toda and Al-Nazir are kachim kalim and can be shechted b'kol makom ba'azara and eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. So the former Nazir and the man who just returned from overseas, eating the Al-Nazir and Toda in Yerushalayim, near the store selling speed limit signs of 55, sitting next to a man eating a shlamim who had the right to shecht anywhere in the Azar, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that Shlamim are Kachim Kalim and may be shechted anywhere in the Azar and are similar to the Karbanas mentioned already, except that Shlamim may be eaten for 2 days and a night, and their Chaz V'Shok are eaten by Kohanim and their families. So the former Nazir and the man who just returned from overseas, eating their Al-Nazir and Toda in Yerushalayim, near the store selling speed limit signs of 55, sitting next to a man eating a Shlamim who had the right to shecht anywhere in the Azara, were met by a man who bought a sign because he should have slowed down when shechting a shlamim and noticed that the doors of the heichel were still closed, making his carbon puzzle, which reminds us, Shmuel said that shlamim which one shechted before the doors of the heichel were opened are puzzle because the pasuk says, v'shachtu pesach ohamoed, and he shall slaughter it at the entrance of the tent of meeting, implying, b'zman shu pasuch, it must be shechted at a time that the entrance is open and not at a time when it's locked. So once again, the former Nazir and the man who just returned from overseas, eating their Al Nazir and Toda in Yerushalayim, near the store selling speed limit signs of 55, sitting next to a man eating a shlamim who had the right to shecht anywhere in the Azara, were met by a man who bought a sign because he should have slowed down when shechting a shlamim and noticed that the doors of the heichel were still closed, making his carbon puzzle. All right, so now it's time for four blah chazara. Daf Nun Aleph. So the siman Daf Nun Aleph is beavers because beavers gnaw. So here goes. The priestly species of beavers. Beavers? That must mean we're on Daf Nun Aleph. Beavers gnaw. The priestly species of beavers who built a log mizbeach and kept the blood that was left after sundown on the wall of their mizbeach, which reminds us of Brisa discussed the laws that lam b'dam kasher. If blood stayed past sundown in the Azorah, thereby becoming pasul, it's still valid insofar as if it was put on the mizbeach incorrectly, it remains there. This is because lan be'imurim kasher, sacrificial parts, which remained overnight, becoming pasul, are valid regarding remaining on the mizbeach. This is derived from the fact that lan be'basar kasher, if meat of a shlamim stayed overnight, it's fit to be eaten, since a shlamim may be eaten for 2 days. So the priestly species of beavers who built a log mizbeach and kept the blood that was left after sundown on the wall of their mizbeach had three beavers wearing robes with a yesod mizbeach ha'ola on them, which reminds us in the five parshios discussing different kinds of chatas, the Torah commands pouring the blood remnants onto the base of the mizbeach. Three of them state a yesod mizbeach ha'ola onto the base of the mizbeach of the ola, meaning the mizbeach hachitzon. A braisa darshens these three superfluous terms. So the priestly species of beavers who built a log mizbeach and kept the blood that was left after sundown on the wall of their mizbeach had three beavers wearing robes with a yesod mizbeach ha'ola on them. Pour shiraim of blood on the yesod of the mizbeach hachitzon, where the shiraim of all karbanas are poured, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why the third El Yesod Mizbeach Ha'ola cannot be teaching where to pour Shirayim of the Sayur Nasi. Rather, this pasuk must instead be teaching that Shirayim of all Karbanas are poured on the Yesod of the Mizbeach Hachitzom. Daf Nun Beis, so the symbol for Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must be more on Daf Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit bring a chatas ha'ov to atone for a past sin. Felt like everything was going wrong when two kohanim broke out in a fight if mitzvah chatas ha'ov is ma'akev, which reminds us the Gemara brings a malchokas if mitzvah chatas ha'ov is ma'akev. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit bring a chatas ha'ov to atone for a past sin. Felt like everything was going wrong when two kohanim broke out in a fight if mitzvah chatas ha'ov is ma'akev. And a kohen did zriku lamata on his other chatas, making it Pasul, which reminds us, a braisa darshens a pasuk about a chatas. Hakohen mechata osa. The kohen who applies its blood shall eat its meat. This teaches osa shenitin dam lamala. Only it, whose blood was applied above on the kranos, may be eaten. But osa shenitin dam lamata, but not it, whose blood was placed below, meaning the lower half of the mizbeach. This zrika is invalid, and its meat is not permitted. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit bring a chatas ha'ov to atone for a past sin. Felt like everything was going wrong when two kohanim broke out in a fight. If mitzvah chatas ha'ov is ma'akev, and a kohen did zrika lamata on his other chatas, making it pasul, while two others standing next to the yesod argued how to read the pasuk v'chila mechaper, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchus, how to darshan v'chila mechaper, the nafka mina being if shiraim is ma'akev. Daf Nun Gimel, so the simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The temple-loving Nigerian prince? That must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The temple-loving Nigerian prince with a model of the Mizbeach in his royal throne room, who had one servant demonstrate how the Matanas Vachatas were done on the four Kranos, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchokas from Rabbi Elazar ben Yochanan on how to perform the Matanas Vachatas on the four Kranos. One says, Nosen Amma Eloch, Ma'amma Eloch. He may place it up to an Amma away from the edge on this side, and up to an Amma away on that side, meaning it may be placed within an Amma of the edge on either side. The other says, Mechat V'yord Keneged Chudo Shel Keren. He applies the blood by running his finger downward down the edge of the corner, parallel to the edge of the horn above. So the temple-loving Nigerian prince with a model of the Mizbeach in his royal throne room, who had one servant demonstrate how the Matanas Vachatas were done on the four Kranos, while another one performed a Zrika of an Ola on the two corners to show what Shtaim Shen Arba meant, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas how to perform the Zrika of an Ola. An Ola's blood is thrown as Shtei Matanas Shen Arba, two applications which are equal to four. Rav explains, Nosin Vachozev and Nosin. He applies, meaning he throws the blood on one side of the corner and again applies it on the other side, totaling four applications. Shmuel says, Matana Achas can mean Gamma Nosin. He makes a single application in the shape of a Gamma by throwing the blood against the two corners, which spreads to each wall. Thus, the blood reaches all four walls. So the temple-loving Nigerian prince with a model of the Mizbeach in his royal throne room, who had one servant demonstrate how the Matanas Vachatas were done on the four Kranos, while another one performed a Zrika of an Ola on the two corners to show what Shtaim Shen Arba meant, had his guest stand in the Yuda section by the southeast corner, which lacked a Yesod, which reminds us the southeast corner of the Mizbeach had no Yesod because it was not in Binyamin's portion, rather it was in Yehuda's Chelek. Daf Nun Dal, so the symbol of Daf Nun Dal is noodles. So here goes. While some construction work is using noodles, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Dalet. While some construction workers using noodles to measure the Mizbeach they were building, argued if they should skip the Yesod on the southeast corner or build it, which reminds us, the previous Daf taught that the southeast corner of the Mizbeach had no Yesod. And a Maraim debate what this means. Rav says this means Bebinyan. There was literally no Yesod in the structure of the Mizbeach on that side. Levi says that there was a physical yesod built all around, and the Gemara means bedamim. There was no legal base regarding bloods, meaning no blood applications were valid on that corner, since it was not in Binyamin's portion. So while some construction workers using noodles to measure the mizbeach they were building argued if they should skip the yesod on the southeast corner or build it, others added dry noodles to the stone mixture, making up the foundation of the mizbeach. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a braisa describing the mizbeach's construction. They bring a malbein, a wooden frame measuring 32 amos by 32 amos and 1 amma high, and bring smooth, damp stones and bring lime, lead glaze, and tar, dissolve them together, and pour the mixture over the stones, resulting in a solid block of 32 by 32, which forms the mizbeach's base. This is repeated with a frame of 30 amos square and 5 amos high, and a third frame of 28 amos square and 3 amos high, thus forming the three sections of the mizbeach. Finally, a frame of 1 cubit amma forms each keren. So, while some construction workers using noodles to measure the mizbeach they were building argued if they should skip the yesod on the southeast corner or build it, others added dry noodles to the stone mixture, making up the foundation of the mizbeach, on the exact spot determined by David and Melech and Shmuel HaNavi, which reminds the Gemara brings David and Shmuel's efforts to determine the site for the base of Migdash. The pasuk says, "Vakamta valisa el hamakum," and you shall rise up and ascend to the place which HaKadosh Baruch Hu would choose, which teaches shebeis Migdash gavo mikol Eretz Yisrael, that the base of Migdash must be higher than all of Eretz Yisrael. They didn't know where this was until studying Sefer Yeshua and finding that the border of Binyamin's portion with Yehuda's is uniquely described only as ascending, but not descending, and they realize that the site must be there. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn that it's unresolved if a hekesh can be chozru umalamed with the binyan of? That's on daf? None. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that the southeast corner of the mizbeach had no yesod because it was not in Binyamin's portion? That's on daf? Nun gimel. Good. Number 3. Which daf does Gemara bring a machlokas on how to perform the matanos of achatas on the four kranos? That's on daf? Nun gimel. Good. Number 4. Which daf to be learned b'kol Torah kula l'meidin lamin melamed chutz min akashim? That's on daf? Mem test. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that shlomim which were shechted before the doors of the heichal were opened are possible? That's on daf? Nun hey. Good. Number 6. Which daf does Gemara bring a machlokas how to perform the zerika of an ola, which is shtei matanos shen arba? That's on daf? Nun gimel. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn the source that shlomim and all kachim kalim may be shechted anywhere in the azara? That's on daf? Nun hey. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss Kavachomer ben Kavachomer? That's on daf? Nun. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you know that the Toda and Al Nazar are Kachim Kalim and can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim? That's on daf? Nun hey. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you mako is a Bas Olamet or Bas Molamet if one of them is Chulan? That's on daf? Nun. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.